From the author, the day in which we are living is certainly most exciting and one of great anticipation for the Christian believer. From the time man alienated himself from God in the Garden of Eden, he has been longing for a way back. He has tried through government, religion, and other man-made thoughts and ideas to find the solution. Even when all the greatest minds are put together in councils and summits, as in our United Nations, none seem able to achieve long-lasting world peace. God wrote his scriptural plan by his prophets, foretelling every detail of redemption and the timelines of restoring us back to his world of peace. Almost all of his prophecies in the Bible have come to pass. Even the world's doomsday time clock is pointed just shy of the 12 o'clock midnight position, perhaps confirming the failure of our efforts and the accuracy of God's word. Believers look at this with great excitement, soon to be living in a world of peace. The prophets of old look forward to our day, even as Abraham looked for the city God has prepared for his bride. Let us journey together through the scriptures into the not-so-distant future, to the new heavens and the new earth that God foretold, according to his promise. Do you long and crave for peace in the world, in your community, in your home, and in your heart? My prayer for us is that he may use this book to bring understanding, comfort, and hope. Introduction. Our approach toward the subject of world peace brings many thoughts to mind. World peace has been and continues to be the central theme of governments, religions, and several activist groups worldwide. Some of these activist groups even advocate stopping violence, not only against people, but against animals as well. Are they having an effect? Apparently, although crime rates escalate and de-escalate, violence throughout every nation, country, and city continues. Our study will clearly show that mankind's humanistic approaches have never, nor will ever, have any impact on lasting peace. The world was not this way in the beginning. There was no violence at the time of the creation, including in the animal kingdom. The violence in the world entered by the spirit realm in the minds of men and permeates men's thoughts with every perverted, vile, and lustful persuasion possible. The changes must be made in the spirit realm, changing spiritual influences in the minds of men to bring back peace to the world. A spiritual war cannot be won with natural weapons. Fortunately, there is a promise of a new heaven and a new earth with everlasting peace. Let us take a short journey and unveil many of the details in our future home. However, first, we will briefly look at some of the attempts made by mankind toward the pursuit of world peace and see how much impact, if any, they have had on the world thus far. Man's definition of world peace would generally be an incredible state of happiness and freedom among all nations and people. This ideal state could be a world of nonviolent people willing to cooperate voluntarily, or possibly a government that has the power and authority to prevent wars. While every culture and religious belief would have different concepts of how this world peace would be achieved, they would need to have a common goal of removing all hostile thoughts and actions against all humanity. For example, the world powers had chosen a day to be set aside for the awareness of the desire of world peace, the International Day of Peace, which is observed annually on September the 21st, is dedicated to peace with the absence of violence and war. This day has been honored with temporary ceasefires and combat zones for humanitarian aid access and has been recognized since 1982 by many nations, politicians, and military groups. Since 2013, this day has been dedicated to peace education, believing this to be an instrumental key in making a more peaceful world. The idealistic state has been attempted by world governments, religious leaders, independent groups, and countless others as far back as recorded time would take us. There certainly is an endless burden and desire deep within man that causes him to continue this endless pursuit and dedicate his life for the cause of peace. Douglas MacArthur said, "The soldier above all others prays for peace, for it is the soldier who must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war." Also, Martin Luther King Jr. stated, "We must learn to live together as brothers, or we are going to perish as fools." Violence as a way of achieving racial justice is both impractical and immoral. I am not unmindful of the fact that violence often brings about monetary results. Nations have frequently won their independence in battle, but in spite of temporary victories, violence never brings permanent peace. John F. Kennedy tells us, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." And also Ronald Reagan, "I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete." The fact that mankind has and continues to pay the price with countless lives for the purpose of peace shows the strong desire of the millions of people hoping and longing for world peace.